Welcome to A Modern Music Industry. My name is Josiah, and today we're going to talk about the Electronic Press Kit, or the EPK. A very important page on the website of a young band is the Electronic Press Kit, or EPK. This page is the gateway to getting booked at new venues and doing DIY publicity, or do-it-yourself. You will have the most success creating your EPK as an invisible page on your website, which is a page that is unable to be navigated to on the website unless you have the URL. That way you can tailor the content on this page for venues and promoters, and you won't have to worry about your fans stumbling onto it. It is important that your EPK be hosted on your website and not formatted or included in an email. At the time of this writing, the standard inbox size is 15 gigabytes. So let's just run through a hypothetical. If you send an email to 20 promoters hoping to book a tour, and you attach 10 songs and 5 high-res photos, you are occupying an important 100 megabytes of space in that promoter's email inbox. It is considered courteous to include as few attachments as possible and instead include hyperlinks in the body of the email. With so much potential content for creating an amazing EPK, it can be hard to create something that is both well-organized and visually appealing. But I have some helpful tips to help you highlight your strengths. Tip number one, gather quotes from reviews, venues, or fans and add the best ones to your page. Customer satisfaction is a huge selling point, no matter what goal you are trying to accomplish. Number two, prepare long and short bio options. This allows for a quick grab, read, or copy for bloggers that need information about you and need it quickly. Number three, make use of your music. Assemble a few of your best performances and incorporate them as the focal point of your EPK. Keep the music player compact, such as an embedded Spotify player, and remember that in this day and age, your music is your marketing. Let's talk about photos. Add images that are full resolution for bloggers and social media posts. These photos should be pre-cropped to the correct ratios of different platforms. For example, you've got portrait, landscape, generally 16:9, and square, which is 9:9 or 16:16. Your responsibility is to make it as easy as possible for bloggers to repost your content to their audiences. Posed photos and live shots are both important to have, and the more photo variation, the better. Also, don't forget to include multiple file types for your logo, a transparent PNG image being the most important. Videos. Add videos, well, links to videos, to promote what your band looks and sounds like, such as music videos, live videos, or promotional videos. High quality audio on the video is very important for obvious reasons. Layout. Keeping your EPK section uncluttered is as important as having all of the ingredients. Assume you have a 10 to 15 second window of capturing the attention of a new visitor. Make use of columns and feature titles, as well as color contrast in your design. Contact information is the most important message, so make sure people who visit your EPK know how to get in touch with you. Include phone numbers and email addresses for your manager, booking agent, label, and publicist, as well as links to your social media and maybe even a contact form. Establishing baseline. Baseline is the crucial information about the band or artist, such as bio and contact information. More importantly, it is an affirmation of the band or artist as business-minded, long-term goal-oriented, and diligent. Even if some of the information is never used, the process of assembling and maintaining this information establishes baseline credibility for your band when moving forward in the publicity and PR side of the music business. What is the baseline? The baseline is main contact home address, individual addresses, main contact phone number, individual phone numbers, email addresses, individual email addresses, name and short bio of each member of the band, 4 to 6 sentence band bio written by the band, a 30-second sales pitch, a mission statement, the website URL, high-quality picture of the band, high-quality audio recordings, physical, high-quality audio recordings and links, digital, previous and upcoming tour dates, an RIYL, this is a recommended if you like section, any and all existing press, reviews, interviews, quotes, etc., promo videos, discography with links, stage plots, links to all existing social media. The baseline is just whatever you need to share that is your contact information and the crucial, crucial information about your band and about your brand. Let's talk about the cover letter. There's a couple questions you want to answer in your cover letter, and I'm going to run through those questions for you for when you are forming your own cover letter, just some kind of pointers that you can hit throughout your letter. And the first question is, what is your mission statement? Second question, what is your sales pitch? The third question is, what do you bring to the table? Which ties into the fourth question, how are you unique? And then the final question that your cover letter should answer is, what makes you more desirable to a fan base than someone else? Those are all kind of a rehash of the same question. Really, your cover letter should just be an honest and sincere letter to whomever is reading it that discusses why you are unique and why you matter. The artist biography. So the artist bio should be between 4 and 6 sentences. And it should include enough factual information about the band to be the main content of an article, expose, feature, or album preview. It should be written in the third person, and it should, and I quote, create a narrative that both gives the reader an interesting and captivating glimpse of your influences, uniqueness, and other aspects that comprise your artistry, and most of all, makes them want to experience what you have to offer. That wraps up today's episode. My name is Josiah. You are awesome, and I appreciate you.